Good morning once again, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining me for another edition of the Daily Bread broadcast. This is your host, Marcus Brown, reporting. In Luke, the 18th chapter, we read of a persistent widow. She requested justice from a judge, but was denied repeatedly. This lady did not give up, but continued requesting what was hers. Jesus likened this lady's behavior as one of faith. One may say persistent faith in this case. In this lesson, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to look at it and we're going to review, and we will see the pattern or the path, or you might say the method, of this persistent widow. We'll call it persistent faith, because that is what she demonstrated. There are different types of faith, you know. There's knocking faith, there's believing faith. In this case, it is persistent. Believing in a case where it is not even declared, but you just know that God is going to do that for you. For example, the lady who decided she can just touch the hem of his garment, she's knows going to be made whole. There's nowhere in the scripture it says go touch the hem of the priest's garment, but she had the belief. She just knew if she was able to do it, this is what would happen. Somehow she received it supernaturally from the Father. And you and I, you know, we can receive supernatural faith, and we'll talk about that at another time, because that is how you receive miracles. But we're going to talk about persistent faith. Let's go to the elementary stages now and talk about these things, so we begin to see more clearly what is available and how we can receive it. And in this case, the method is being what? Persistent. Let's go to the book of Luke, the 18th chapter. This is the King James Version. He says, "He spoke a parable unto them to this end," or to this effect, or to this purpose. What was it? "That men ought always to pray and not to faint." Did you get that? We should not give up. That's what he means by fainting. But we should always pray. And what did he say? "Saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regard men." This is a judge that do not care what anybody else thinks. Verse 3, "And there was a widow in that same city," that city, "she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversaries. And he would not for a while, but afterwards he said within himself, though I fear not God nor regard men, yet because this widow troubled me, and I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she wear me out. And the Lord said," you hear what this unjust judge said? He's saying, the story is, you hear what this unjust judge is saying? Look how he reasoned. She's constantly coming. But he's unjust. Notice that now. But he decided, you know, verse 7, "And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them?" So you listen, you make a request of the Lord. You don't get an answer immediately. You don't just give up. You have reason for your faith, because you have the scriptures as your support. So you keep going to the Lord on that issue, and you don't give up. Look at verse 8. The scene switches now, you know, to God, and he says, "I tell you that he will avenge them speedily." That's his God. "He'll avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith on the earth?" You see, the problem is that people make a request. The enemy is still fighting, interfering. And so they just give up because they don't see any effect immediately. And what Jesus is saying, God is not like this unjust judge. Because we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20, that all his promises are yes and amen. Well, what is it God has promised you? that you have made a request for and has not received yet. You shouldn't give up. If he made you a promise, he's going to keep it. There are reasons why sometimes these things are delayed. In fact, there are a lot of reasons. Nevertheless, the point is this. You should not give up because God would not make that promise if he didn't intend to keep it. And so what I am saying is that you're going to have to learn to develop what I call a persistent backbone, where you're going to continue to insist because you know that's what the Lord promises. And so even though the enemy and his angels are fighting, the demons that is, are fighting to oppose this, you're going to continue. You remember Daniel prayed for 21 days? What did the angel say to him? From the first day I was dispatched, the first day you start to pray, I was dispatched to come unto you. But the prince of Persia, which we know is a demon, resisted him, and Michael had to come and help another archangel. Well, the point here again is that he was persistent. He didn't give up. And we need to understand that the angels move based on the capacity of us to be persistent. In other words, if we quit and say, well, it don't really matter no more, we agree with them, then that's what is going to stay. But if we continue, like the Lord promised, not to faint, men always ought to what? Pray and not faint. Then over time, we will see our desires come to pass. We'll see our wishes come to pass. What happened if that lady had just decided, well, you know, there's so many people here, I know where I can get over there. I'm just going to go on, you know. It's not always going to be like this. I'm out of money already, and then you have all these people blocking me. No, she didn't do that, did she? She held on her way all the way and then touched his garment. Boy, did she get a big result there. Yes, she got healed. And you and I can receive in like manner from the Lord by what? Being persistent. Notice what he says again in verse 8. We want to make sure we get this in our spirit. You want to develop this now. Make this a part of your foundational approach so you don't learn to give up or practice giving up, rather, but learn to do what is right and continue in it even though you may not see any result immediately. I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith on the earth? Why is Jesus talking like this? Because a lot of folks in these times, they're what I call short-winded. They run off like a jet, a few seconds. They slow down, then they stop. And some of them even turn back. That's not good. Now, we're not going in that direction. We want you to practice going along in the direction that the Spirit of the Lord is leading, and do not give up. Be like this widow. Be persistent. You ought to be always praying and not fainting. We need to get this clear in our spirit. I want to make sure we drive this point home, because as of today, you should be resolved to what? Be persistent in the things of God. Read the scriptures. Find out what they are so you can know what it is yours. Many of us are seeking things. We need healing from the Lord. We need a lot of different things. I recall some years ago when the doctors told me that, it's about time for that operation. You're of that age. They were talking about enlarged prostate and, some seemingly other things. I didn't give up. No, I continued to rely on the promises of the Lord. He is my Jehovah Rapha, and I continued. And yes, what's it now? Almost 6 years later, we're still going along strong, healthier than before. Why? Because of the intervention of the Lord, and he healed me. And he will do the same for you, folks. What is it he has promised you? What is it that you need? What is it that is in the word that is promised there in writing? We're not talking about speculation. We're talking about you reading the scriptures. There's no higher authority that you can read. And you read the scriptures, and there they are, the promises, and yet you want to give up on them? No, that's not wise. In Hebrews, the 10th chapter, you read verse 36, you know, do not give up. You know, those who cast away, you know, the promises, they forsake their own mercies. Well, you don't want to give up. This widow did not give up. She is persistent. You want to learn to be like her. Read these stories again. Go back and read Hebrews, the 10th chapter, verses 34. Really start at 34, the scene switches, and then go all the way up to verse 36. And you read it for yourself. Go back and read Matthew, the 9th chapter, verses 19 to 31, and see how Jesus behaved, what he did. Look at it again, 9th chapter, verses 19 to 22. Read those and see what he says. This is an assignment. Yes, I want you to develop some spiritual backbone stronger than what you have now. I'm not saying you don't have any now. I'll say you need to make it stronger. You want to be one of those that Jesus says when he comes, he's going to see faith on the earth because of what you are doing. Yes, there are others who are going to turn away. That's true. We are not going to be like them. We're going to continue to seek the Lord. And you're going to be like this persistent widow. You know, in Galatians, the 6th chapter, verse 9 says, in due season we will reap if we do not faint. In due season. Your season is coming up. Continue to believe the Lord. Whatever it is he has promised you, he is going to do. Do not give up. Continue to persist in the promises of God. Read it again. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. All his promises, not some, all his promises are yes and amen. You can look in the Psalms, look it up. No good thing will be told from those who walk uprightly. So you get the idea. You understand this. Of course, you understand the whole idea is that you're walking in, walking in obedience. You're walking, this pursuing holiness and so on. That's understood. And in this case, we're going to focus on the area of faith. And in this case, this study, persistent faith. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to go ahead and send you to study these scriptures, meditate on it, continue to pray about it, and continue your walk with the Lord. Thank you so much for joining me, and we'll see you in the next lesson.